Mrs. Danvers came close to me. She put her face near to mine. "It's no use, is it?" she said. "You'll never get the better of her. She's still the mistress here, even if she's dead. She's the real Mrs. de Winter, not you. It's you that's the shadow and the ghost. It's you that's forgotten and not wanted and pushed aside. Well, why don't you leave Manderley to her? Why don't you go?" I backed away from her towards the window, my old fear and horror rising up in me again. She took my arm and held it like a vice. "Why don't you go?" she said. "None of us want you. He never did. He can't forget her. He wants to be alone in the house again, with her. It's you that ought to be lying there in the church crypt, not her. It's you who ought to be dead, not Mrs. de Winter."